is Barbara, and I guess I'll, sounds like we at least have a quorum. I'll bring the meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission to order for the June 28th conference call meeting. I guess initially we should take the roll. Chair Carpenter?
Present.
Smith?
Here.
McIsaac?
Present.
Kehoe?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thorburn?
Yes.
Holtzmiller? No Holtzmiller yet. Graybill?
Here.
And me. Kelly, do you want to, Kelly, are you on the line? And if so, do you want to let us know which staff are in attendance?
Sure. I am on the line, and we have our new deputy, Amy, Anise from Game Division, Eric Wildlife, and Craig Burley from Fish, and on the phone, Baker, I believe, District 2 biologist.
That's, okay, well,
that's
our,
correct.
Our,
District 1 biologist, but...
One of those districts. Is there anything that we need to discuss preliminarily before we get started on our agenda? Hearing none, was that Commissioner Holtzmiller who just joined? Nope. Okay, well, let's go to then number A, which is a petition and a decision on Colville River year-round fishing. Take it away.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Bill Baker. I'm District 1 fish biologist covering Ferry Stevens and Ponderay counties, and I'll be briefing you this morning on the Colville River fishing season petition. As you can see from the map on the last page of your summary sheet, Colville River is located in Stevens County in northeast Washington. The commission recently received a petition to change the fishing season for a section of the Colville River, which extends from the mouth upstream to the town of Valley, moving it from a typical stream season, that is Saturday before Memorial Day through October 31st, back to a year-round season. Prior to rule simplification, which was enacted in July last year, this portion of the Colville River was regulated under a year-round fishing season, which had been in place since 1950. As directed during rule simplification, staff proposed to align the fishing season with other streams statewide. Following that season change, staff received comments from the public as well as elected officials stating concern that it unnecessarily limits recreational angling opportunity. Anglers have stated that much of the trout fishing opportunity in the Colville River occurs in the late winter, early spring period prior to the current season opener. During that time, fishing conditions are more favorable than later in the spring and summer months when excessive turbidity and warm water temperatures make fishing difficult. Staff concur with that opinion and see little conservation risk with reinstating a year-round fishing season. While there are native red band rainbow trout present in the Colville drainage, adequate protections via standard stream seasons, Saturday before Memorial Day through October 31st, in the tributaries and the upper portion of the Colville River main stem, the area above the town of Valley, as well as standard stream size and daily limit rules for all of the Colville Basin, including the petitioned area, are in place. In addition, the main stem Colville River is often quite turbid during the red band spawning season, that is April and May, which limits angling efficacy in the main stem at that time. With that, staff recommend that the commission accept the petition to reinstate the year-round fishing season on this section of the Colville River and initiate rulemaking concurrent with rulemaking for House Bill 1579, implementing recommendations of the Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force to increase Chinook salmon abundance. The completion date for that rulemaking is targeted for December of 2019. and staff have provided draft motion language.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Mr. Baker, I have a question. Commissioner Thorburn?
Go ahead.
Yes, Commissioner Thorburn.
Hi, Bill, thanks. So just trying to be really clear on the area that we're talking about. The map shows the Deer Creek and Sheep Creek tributaries coming together. So it's where those tributaries come together up to Valley?
So the section petitioned here is from the mouth of the Colville upstream to the town of Valley. So it's the portion in light blue of the main stem Colville River.
Okay, so it includes the two creeks then?
No, it does not. So this river flows north. So Valley
right.
is on the upstream end, and
right.
the mouth is down at Lake Roosevelt. So the two creeks, Deer Creek and Sheep Creek, simply put on there for reference. There's a couple other tributaries listed, but this applies only to the main stem Colville from the town of Valley downstream to the mouth.
And none of this is on the reservation, is that correct? It's all...
That's correct, yeah. None of this is on reservation.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Clear. Okay. Are there any other... I'll make a motion if there's nothing else to discuss.
Does anybody else want to weigh in on whether we should... make this exception to our simplification process that we engaged in last year? Well, then go ahead, Kim.
Okay, I move to accept the petition and direct the department to initiate rulemaking concurrent with rulemaking for implementation of HB 1579.
Yeah,
that is this year.
Is there a second?
Miffle,
I will second.
Okay, well, either Smith seconded. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we will vote on this motion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion passes.